Coming at you live from Glendale, Arizona. We are here with our post-Super Bowl podcast show on the Hard Talk Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hard Talk Podcast. I am your host, Jordan. I am here with...
This is Josh.
Yoel.
And we've got...
Aaron.
In the studio, our dear producer, who did a great job in one of the past episodes, throwing in a little music, background stuff for our ads. Oh,
yeah. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
It's been a while.
And on that note, I do have some ads. This episode of the Hard Talk Podcast is brought to you by ETN. If you have goods to liquidate, please reach out to Natan at Natan, N-A-T-A-N, at ATN-Inc.com. ATN has been in the liquidation business since 1992 and would love to work with you on your excess and obsolete inventories.
Putting a dash in an email address is almost guaranteed nobody will email you.
Do you guys know what ATM stands for?
I know ATM, like an ATM machine.
Mm-hmm. What does that stand for?
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Automatic teller market, obviously.
They used to just call them cash stations back when they first started coming up.
Really? Okay. This episode is also brought to you by New Point Real Estate Capital. Please call our good friend Elon McGenzie at New Point with all of your HUD and other agency debt needs.
I think it's great. Please call him.
I know I'm going to call him when I have some HUD needs.
Well done.
Okay, guys. First of all, unbelievable game. Last night, the...
And you thought they were just going to run away with it?
Oh, crazy. Then the Eagles...
But then they came back?
The Eagles pulled out a nail-biter, beating the Chiefs. What was the score?
Aaron?
31. 29.
Unbelievable throw by Jalen Hurts at the end there.
29, a very common score.
Should have said 28.
No, 29 is good.
What did you guys think about Mahomes' performance?
I mean, you can tell obviously that his ankle was bothering him, you know, especially in that, you know, the third quarter and that hit. Had to come out, came back, you know, right away. Then obviously, you know, at the end of the drive, they did score a touchdown and he was able to, you know, finish up.
Right, to Kelsey, right?
Yeah, sure. There's a Kelsey on both teams, actually. I would say that Kelsey should have been the Super Bowl MVP.
You think so?
The one on the winning team, yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, Andy
How did
Reed,
you do on your box? Were you in any box?
I goals? Won all of my prop bets.
Wow.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
What was the first one?
I don't even know. I haven't put them in yet. Okay, we are taping this before the Super Bowl has aired.
What gave it away?
Wait, should we go back? How was Rihanna's performance? What did you guys think?
Overrated. I mean, if you want to listen to Rihanna, you can just turn on a radio. Mm-hmm. That was about it.
I thought
and
she
not,
had
not only
a...
that, and usually the music is off, so it's not even better live. Like, they record in a studio to make the sound perfect, so I don't know why anyone would think that, like, watching something live on a TV is better than just turning on, like, taking out your CD, your Rihanna CD, putting it in.
Right, especially an artist like that who is very, like, studio created. It's not like somebody like Prince or Springsteen who is great live.
Right. I mean, it's one thing, I guess, to be maybe at a concert to hear like a subpar performance because it's not, obviously, everything is not perfect when you do it live. Besides, I guess, like U2 when they did Sunday Bloody Sunday. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I have no idea.
Wait, come on. They're like the famous U2 is like their Sunday
okay,
Bloody
Sunday.
Okay, well,
hold on. I want to bring that up later. But they did not play Sunday's Bloody Sunday in that performance. But. You're the expert on live music, yes. Having been to one live concert in your life, which we still will not reveal until we do our music episode.
That's fine, but there's
Can you tell us the year you went to the concert?
1993.
And the venue, please.
No, don't reveal that.
Yeah,
it's a great, unique venue. But that's coming up on 30 years since your last live show.
Sure.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Maybe this year the four of us will go to a show together.
That would be amazing.
Okay, jumping back, I want to first go back. We had one of our like second travel episode. We got called on that. But Yoel, Josh, you guys are back from your travels. So tell us, were there any hiccups?
My packing, I overpacked some stuff. And I know we discussed overpacking. There was a lot of overpacking. I also did not bring what I needed. And I figured I could just buy downstairs and they didn't have it either. So I did not do a good job of packing. I didn't.
They didn't have clothes down there? Is that what you're talking about downstairs?
They didn't have deodorant downstairs.
Interesting.
I was fortunate enough for one friend of mine to lend me his roll. I don't know if it was a roll-on or just a regular stick. Use that, and then I reached out actually to Josh, asking about his deodorant situation. He said he had a stick, so I said I didn't even bother asking him.
No way. He's not giving
not
that
a
up.
Chance. I was giving. I mean,
the absurdity is for not to like share deodorant. Like literally, it's in your armpit. Like it's not going in your mouth. You're just it's armpit to armpit. Like there's nothing wrong if your armpit
it's,
is.
It's non-hygienic.
But for what? Like it's not like it's not in your mouth. I understand like not sharing a toothbrush. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I would still use someone else's toothbrush. I don't care. But a deodorant, it's like, who cares? It's like, it's just
if
going.
If it was spray, I would have made an exception.
I understand. Well, if you don't lend out a spray, then there's something really wrong with you. But I just like a roll-on or a stick. I mean,
I think it's a camp thing. I think that used to come up at Moshava.
To borrow or not to borrow?
Yeah, if you ran out, you'd borrow from your buddy. So got comfortable doing that. I have no issue sharing.
Well, yeah, most guys would just, I mean, if there's like a spray around and five guys have sticks, you just, the guy with the spray would just lend it to you. But over here.
Okay, so you were missing deodorant.
Missing deodorant.
Okay, Josh, how
long was that answer?
Josh, any hiccups in your travels?
The travel there was awful. We got diverted, actually. We were about to land in Miami, like 20 minutes from landing, and the captain said that there was a ground stop, and we didn't have enough fuel, so we got to divert to Fort Myers and sit there for literally 3 hours till we waited to get clearance and fuel up. And what really made me incensed was nobody else seemed to mind. I'm like sitting there, and it's hour after hour after hour, and there's like almost no updates from the captain. I'm like looking about renting a car, how long that would take me to drive to Miami. And everyone around me is just like in La La Land. And I'm like, am I the only one that is upset that we're like 4 hours late to where we're supposed to be? And apparently no one else cared.
I do have a follow-up to that, because was this more or less frustrating? And I don't mean to bring up one of your flexes, but I will. Game 7 of the Cubs World Series, when you're supposed to take off.
Does not compare.
On a private jet. And then there was like a ground stoppage, you know, because there were storms, I guess, in the Cleveland area or Chicago area. And you were with a bunch of friends on the plane and everybody else.
A bunch of non-Cub fan friends,
And everyone else was having like a lovely time. And you were about to miss like the
opening
pitch.
To them it was an experience. And I'm like
and
I was like, are you guys like, we're about to miss game 7. Does no one else like care about this? Like, what is happening here? They could not have cared less, and I was the only one that was upset.
So that experience was worse.
That was far worse. Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy.
I did not
back.
Pay for that plane, by the way.
Yes. Okay. So even though the Super Bowl has not aired yet, I want to talk to you guys about the experience surrounding the Super Bowl. Okay. Everybody knows, or you should know, if you're in my top 20 friend list, that I was born during a Super Bowl game.
Can you say which year so I can guess who's playing?
And I don't want to hear anything from Jen Rosen, who I've never met. No comments. Jen Berg, whatever her name is. It was January 22nd, 1989. So it was Joe Montana.
Oh, I was about to say 49ers.
Yes, that was a Bengals. Huge one.
Was that Bengals?
20-16.
Wow. Right.
The drive with Montana.
Was that did Taylor have
Taylor,
a late touchdown?
Montana, there you the
go.
Taylor.
There you go.
Because of that, I've always had an affinity for the 49ers. But I was born literally during the Super Bowl. So growing up, on many occasions, my birthday party was a Super Bowl party. So it's kind of like a pastime that means a lot to me. It's very sentimental.
Were your parents, like, do they want to throw you a Super Bowl party? Or you they just, like, put it all together? Like, was it the Super Bowl or was it just, like, a Sunday? Like, whose idea was this Super
Bowl? Well, the Super Bowl takes place on a Sunday.
Yeah, I understand
it's
that.
Super Bowl party and Jordan's here, too.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to think, like, did they think, oh, let's make a birthday party for Jordan and it also happens to be like the Super Bowl's on, so it's an easy way of making it? Or like, let's celebrate Jordan and the Super Bowl together.
We'd have to ask them, but it was a good idea for them. Obviously convenient to just put both together, but also something that I wanted as well.
Are these their friends or your friends?
I specifically remember a big blowout birthday party in my house. It was probably 96, Packers, Patriots. And the odd thing is we were all going for the Packers, even though we're in Chicago.
When you were born on the Super Bowl in 89, was your father watching the game? Were you born before the game occurred or like during the game?
No, I think it was after kickoff. It was a whole thing.
Was your dad watching the game?
We'd have to ask them. I think so. I think he ran out to get Chinese. It was a thing. And the doctor didn't want to come. Everyone was watching the game. But yeah, we'd have to ask my parents. Obviously, I have no recollection. For you guys, let's start off by asking, what was the first Super Bowl that you remember?
I mean, easy answer for me. I mean, 1985, or it occurred in 86, but the Bears Super Bowl, Super Bowl 20.
That was the first one you remember.
First one I remember. I don't remember the year before.
Same with me.
My brother also was born near the Super Bowl, and he always also would have Super Bowl parties.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
So that's my first big news.
By the way, so if your brother and I were both having a Super Bowl party for our birthdays, uh-huh. which one would you attend?
Probably yours. Oh, nice. My brother doesn't follow sports anymore.
Okay.
But back in the day, as savvy listeners might know, I was raised in Canada, in Calgary. So I was in Calgary at the time. You know, there's no NFL team there, but we were pretty big football fans.
At some point.
That's Toronto. Okay. There was the Calgary Stampeders.
Oh,
but the first Super Bowl I remember was the Broncos against the Redskins when Doug Williams was MVP. The Redskins destroyed the Broncos.
Super Bowl 22. They put up like 50. Yes, they put up like 50 something. I watched that.
No, it was like 21. It was like 42 to, or like something. I don't know. It was like the Redskins won by a lot. And my brother was a huge John Elway fan. So it was like a birthday slash Super Bowl watching. My parents dragged the TV into the living room, which was a big deal because the TV was normally in their bedroom. And then after that, every year we would watch the Super Bowl.
It's actually funny you mention that because now I recall my first Super Bowl parties I went to was hosted by very big Redskins fans, the Landy's family. And also they're great listeners.
Also big Hard Talk fans.
Mm-hmm. Big Hard Talk, big Fish fans, but the Landys used to hope, in addition to them hosting their Friday Night Minion over on in Keeler, they would also host their Redskins Super Bowl party. I think it was 2 years, Mark Rippon, I think I saw with them, but a number of years, Avi Landys invited a couple of his friends to watch Super Bowl. So those are my Super Bowl, my earliest Super Bowl parties.
Okay, the first Super Bowl I remember was Cowboys Steelers. Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. Remember that?
I don't know.
Any idea? 95?
I vaguely remember. Who was the Steelers quarterback? I think they didn't have like a great QB at the time. No, it was before that.
Neil O'Donnell?
Yeah, Neil O'Donnell, right.
Yeah, and Jerome Bettis.
I draw a blank from around 1995 to around 2010. So,
okay, we'll get into that. Yeah. Okay.
Small gap.
Yeah.
Are you guys Super Bowl party guys?
Absolutely not.
You'd watch on your couch alone?
No, yeah, I stopped being like a sports fan once. Like, unlike Josh, like once I was like 17, I'm like, okay, like sports is great and it's fun. But then you sort of like grow out of it unless you're like have something like an invested interest, like some money on the line. Other than that, like I don't really care who wins the Super Bowl. I didn't even know what number Super Bowl they're on. So I always like wish that we would treat like, let's say like a WNBA game the same as a Super Bowl. And I think it would be just as exciting. Like everyone like bets, like opening tip off, like who's going to win the opening tip off.
I'm not sure if I want it. I want him to explain that or not.
Yeah, I'll explain it. Like, let's say like, okay, who's going to win the opening tip? Like the Chicago Sky or like, is there a Mercury? Isn't there a team?
Yes, sure. Phoenix, I think.
Phoenix or LA Sparks. Is that another team? Okay, LA Sparks.
I don't know why you're looking at me, but.
I don't know. These guys don't know. But I'm just like, but the whole thing, like who's going to win the first quarter? Like it's much more exciting. Like no one really cares about the Super Bowl. It's just, it's all the hoopla around it. But if you created this hoopla, like a square pool, you know, like what the final score at the end of the first quarter is between the,
Well, there is a championship on the line. It's a little different.
But that's what I'm saying. But at this point in my life, I don't care who wins the championship. Like, I don't even know who won last year unless I really think about, okay, where was the Super Bowl and whose house did I watch it at? And then I can sort of remember. But like, other than that, like, I don't care about the game. It's more about just.
So you'd rather go to like a WNBA party versus a Super Bowl party?
If I had to choose between watching a WNBA game and having money on the line versus going to a Super Bowl party and like nothing on the line, WNBA all day.
Okay.
That's insane. Are you the same way, Josh?
I'm not. I also, like you all, I'm not a big Super Bowl guy in terms of like teams that are playing. I don't really care who wins. I don't remember watching last year. Generally, I'll watch at my house, and my son has been hosting a party for a few years for his friends, so I just kind of... I'm the adult in the room during the game.
I think I've seen you last number of years at another Super Bowl party.
Could be.
So you're more, if you're going to a party, you're stopping by.
Yeah, I'm not like watching the whole game.
You're not invested to come watch the game.
And I don't care if I miss parts. Like I'm not like, I have to see every commercial, every second, like all that's online immediately afterwards. So I don't really care.
So with your Super Bowl parties, do you go for yourself because you want to go? Let's say you're invited out. Or do you go because like you feel bad because they're hosting and like, okay, like I really should show up to
the latter. I feel like it's, you know, I'll make an appearance, I'll show up, I'll say hello, but I'm not like going to sit there for 3 hours watching a game.
So you'd be happy just not go out, just stay home.
For sure.
This is crazy to me, but first, Aaron.
Yes, I do tend to go to Super Bowl parties, but I it's like I get excited when I get invited, but then I don't really like Super Bowl parties because I actually want to watch the game. And then I always start getting kind of upset because I start thinking like, why is everyone else here who doesn't care about the NFL? Why are you suddenly watching a football game? Like, you don't like to watch football, but now suddenly you're just, like, it's a game. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a football game.
And there's so much talking and there's so much, like, analysis where people have no idea people what don't they're talking know.
It's
about.
Like watching the teams for the first time and, like, a receiver makes a good catch and they're like, he must be the best receiver in the NFL. Like, he just made one catch. Like, you know, they're basing all
their
analysis.
For the commercials a lot of times. Right.
And that's also,
like they're talking to the game, all of a sudden commercials, like, shh, everyone quiet, quiet. Bud Light is about to show off. Horse.
And I have had some horrible experiences at parties.
Really? Like what?
But I don't know if we want to go into that.
I do.
Okay.
At Super Bowl parties or parties in general?
Well, first of all, have you ever switched up like the crew that you watch the Super Bowl with because of this issue?
I think it's just the party in general. But I did. So one time I went to, well, actually, if I may, I have like a preamble before this story.
Please.
Love it. We never hear preambles on this show.
Right. This is a very Yoel move. But
thank you.
One time I was invited to watch the All-Star game at a certain one of the hosts of this show's apartment in Lakeview.
Okay.
And so invited me.
That could be Josh or myself.
And also a former roommate of mine.
Oh, you are.
I had apartments in Lakeview.
J.G. Ashland LLC or whatever it was called.
Somebody Gold who Ashland actually LLC. Lived Gold in Ashland. The apartment that they were renting in Lakeview. And
NBA
All-Star game. Invited to the game. To watch the game, it was me, I'll just say Josh, it was his name, and Aaron Benjamin. We started watching the game. And then at halftime, Josh said something like, Malcolm the Middle is on right now. Let's switch to Malcolm in the Middle. And also at this party, as a side note, he ordered like a cheeseless pizza from Slice of all cheeseless pizzas or something. It was like, this is just like a cracker with tomato sauce on top. But anyway, so he switched to Malcolm in the Middle. And I was just like fuming inside because I'm like,
wait, did you invite me to why watch did you say anything?
I think I said something like, why are we watching Malcolm? And then Josh was like, it's such a good show.
It is
funny.
It is a great show.
Right. So you're talking about how it's so funny. But then, wait a second. Yeah. So he never switched back to the All-Star game until maybe like a minute left. And this turned out to be that All-Star game. I think it was like the 2002 when the East went on an insane comeback with like Iverson and Marbury. They were down by like 20 in the fourth and they made this insane comeback. And like, it was like a rare All-Star game where they were like trying so hard. Like Kobe was trying, Garnett, Duncan, like they were all playing all out. It was like a legendary All-Star game. So we missed most of that.
Was it a new Malcolm in the Middle or was it a rerun?
I think it was a new one.
Oh, okay. First of all, Malcolm, it's only a half hour show.
I never switched back.
I think the X-Files used to come on after Malcolm in the Middle.
Was it
Fox? Was like something.
Was it
was
Fox?
On Fox?
Yeah, because I remember it used to be advertised
such a great
during
show.
Football games, but I've never seen it in my life.
After this, I was invited to a Super Bowl party maybe like a year later at my friend Mike's friend's house. And remembering this experience at Josh's, I was like, these people are like football fans, right? And he was like, he assured me that they are. But then we're watching the game and then the conversation like around the second quarter turns to like how there's this Playboy Channel halftime show thing that we should definitely turn to at halftime. And it was the same thing again. Like we turned to this thing and this was like a friend of a friend's house. So I didn't feel comfortable objecting, but they turned to this Playboy Channel and we're watching whatever like show they had on. And then I'm like looking at my watch. And I'm like, it's got to be back to the game. Like, are we going to turn the channel? So I kind of like softly, I'm like muttering to people next to me, like, are we going to turn back to the game at some point? And I just got really upset.
You should seriously, but I guess, maybe before you should go, you'd go to Super Bowl parties to find out if there's like a backup TV.
Right.
You know, just in case, like, okay, like, it's, like, if you want to change it off the big TV that you guys are on, that's fine. As long as you give me like a 42 inch in the other room, I'll happily watch by myself.
I mean, that's the danger of Super Bowl
like,
parties.
You could just say, by the way, guys, before I come, I just want to let you know I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Right. Like, that should be an expectation.
Did you enjoy the Bud Bowl when you were a child?
When it first came out, I thought it was really exciting.
But that wasn't something that was just several commercials in a row. It wasn't like a different channel.
Right. I think
it was
actually
to keep you involved in
they
that.
They started the whole different channel thing within Living Color, if you remember, like that Fox did, like at halftime, you could switch to Fox to watch a new episode of In Living Color.
I actually had a similar type of experience where, so I'm very particular about where I go to watch the Super Bowl. I want to make sure that whatever, there's a good angle for the television, that they're not going to be annoying people there. We're going to be able to watch the game, focus on the game. And 1 year, I had left one law firm job and was starting a new one. And I had a week off in between. So it was an incredible opportunity to, I don't know, go somewhere, travel. I was trying to go to, you know, internationally, but I had no one to travel with. My wife was working. So I went to visit a buddy in D.C. who was living there at the time. The Sunday I flew there was Super Bowl Sunday. And I was very, very anxious because he'll know who I'm talking about, and I think he'll find it fair that he is not a big sports guy, right? He'll watch the Super Bowl, but he's not, you know, particular. If he didn't watch it, I'm sure there are a lot of years he didn't watch it. He's not a sports guy, and we're not watching by him. He's taking me to his friend's apartment. Oh. So now we're
risk.
Like,
always a dangerous
we're
risk.
Two steps removed. I don't know his friends, and I don't know what they're going to be like, right? So we go to this place, and I'm very nervous on time. We're supposed to pick up beer. We're a little late. I'm looking at the Uber. I don't know the area that we're in. And we go, and it was the year that the Patriots played the Falcons, which was an all-time amazing. Super Bowl. Now, the good news, it turned out, these guys were huge sports guys, and one was a huge Boston like fanatic, which made it incredible because one and by the way, the best Super Bowl experience was that I wasn't working the rest of the week. You know what I mean? I wasn't getting up early for work the next day. I'm traveling. And I mean, we started shotgunning beers every time the Patriots scored on the comeback. It was a wild night, a lot of fun. But that turned out to be a good experience. One experience that didn't ruin my experience, but just completely turned me off, is that I was watching a Super Bowl at a friend's place in Lakeview 1 year. And
was it me?
It was not you. It was Pat's Seahawks, which is also a great game. And towards that fourth quarter, the middle of the fourth quarter, it was a very tight game. Probably about eight people got up and left. They're like, wow. All right, thanks. This has been a lot of fun. You know, got to go. See you guys later. And I remember sitting there like shell-shocked. Like, are you kidding me? I could not believe it. And that was the one with the Malcolm Butler interception. It was It was a crazy ending.
Is that how you feel like New Year's parties where people leave at like 11 o'clock?
Yes. I had a New Year's party this past year and a lot of people left early and I'm calling them out.
But wait, it was after 12 o'clock in New York. So like the apple did drop.
Doesn't matter. You were there.
Well, I stayed till the end.
Yes. You did not stay till midnight. No,
but I stayed till the end. There was a football game on that night and I stayed till the end of the football game and then I left.
Okay, same thing goes.
But nothing happens then. There's no game. Like, I'm just there till New Year's. Nothing happens.
Okay. So anyways, yes, I am particular. I guess Aaron and I, we care about what's going on at the Super Bowl party. You guys do not?
I do care because I'd rather just watch the game at home. You know, obviously because I might
unencumbered
have,
by people yes, randomly.
Right. So, I agree.
Here's the question. Would you rather go watch the game, and we'll get into the amount of people, but like, let's say like four people you don't even know. They're just there to watch the game. They don't want people talking. They don't want, you know, talking whatever it is.
Between plays, can you talk to them about the game?
A little bit. About the game, a little bit. Yeah, but there's like, but mostly you're listening to the commentators.
But no commentary.
Right. You're basically listening to the commentators and all that, and there's no background noise. Like, everyone's just there to watch the game. Or, you know, I know you're a very popular man, and, you know, you and your wife, and you have many friends, friends.
You're talking to Josh right now. Right.
Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Or Jordan. Would you rather go with, like, 20 couples or 10 couples, which is like 20 people watching the game. Like people.
Give me the former, not even a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's say your wife says, okay, we really should go to the Super Bowl party.
She can come with to the former.
With the guys.
Yes.
Okay. Like, is she allowed to talk or she's like, follow the rules?
If she's watching the game, then she can, yeah, absolutely talk.
I mean, any true sports fan doesn't view the Super Bowl as a social event.
I understand that.
It's a football game.
But a lot of people have turned it into a social event where, oh, we're going to a Super Bowl party.
Right. So like what Aaron was saying before is if you actually care about the game, you don't want to be around people that are only there to have that as like background noise.
But Jordan's very social.
Yeah, but if you're,
the
game could be enhanced when you've got 10 friends all watching the game
if they all think like you.
People have money riding on the game and they're rooting for different teams. I mean, it could make it very exciting.
Would you think there could be like, maybe we could even start it like a legal document that people sign before, you know, they come to the Super Bowl, they attend the Super Bowl, like what they can do and can't do. And if not, they'll just be asked to leave.
Sure.
Okay. you just did it. You weren't supposed to do that.
That's true. I was thinking, but you deserved it.
It's a good idea.
Sign a legal document is a good idea.
Yeah.
What would the repercussions be?
Immediate removal.
Immediate removal from the
commercials on. Like, you can't do that. Once you do that, like, you're out.
Do you guys care about the commercials?
Not at all.
I used to like it, but not anymore. I felt like they ran out of ideas online
like immediately afterwards.
Yeah, they lost their touch, and they even released them before the game.
I also feel like they ran out of ideas.
Yeah,
like also movies. I always felt like 10 years ago, like they've made every movie. Like there will never be another new movie. Like I can't imagine what.
And always the people on social media commenting about it, like they're the only ones that have seen it. Like, whoa, that's Yeah, you're right.
Did you see, by the way, the Clydesdales when they were like pulling for Budweiser?
Those are still classic.
Okay, classic.
A good Budweiser commercial.
You've never seen a horse? Oh, I understand. Okay, it's sunset. He's pulling a wagon. I mean, come on. Who cares? I don't know.
There are sometimes good commercials.
Doritos. Doritos is the only one that's funny, usually.
Halftime show. Do you guys watch, or do you use that opportunity to go to the bathroom, get a
snack? Unless it's someone I care about, I would never watch.
You would never watch? First of all, okay, Josh, have you ever not watched the Super Bowl?
I've always watched it.
Like, you've never missed one?
No, I've never missed it.
I've missed one.
Which?
I was at a wedding. My cousin got married. But I was in Brooklyn.
Which game was it?
I think it was the Steelers game.
Steelers against who?
You didn't watch it like on the side or like have, you know, go to like the bar or something and watch it?
No. I don't think there was a bar. Was this a wedding hall in Brooklyn?
Was this Steelers Cowboys, Steelers Seahawks, or Steelers Cardinals?
It was not Steelers Cardinals. I have to go back and perhaps check an old post I did around 15 years ago on social media and find out what it was.
Okay. I could tell you it was Steelers Seahawks.
It was a Sunday night that I know.
Okay. Aaron, have you missed the Super Bowl?
I think so. I mean, in the like mid to late 90s, I feel like I didn't really watch the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like I was at college and
people
I don't know.
People in Boston didn't watch the Super Bowl?
People did, but my friends didn't really care.
Were you too intellectual for?
I don't know.
For men running at each other in violent games, was that beneath right. you?
I don't know. I just stopped following sports that closely at that time.
Okay, I've missed two Super Bowls. I will admit, my first year in Israel.
I always miss those.
Yeah. So my first year in Israel was the Giants were incredible. So a lot of New Yorkers that you're in school with.
It's not like 1 a.m. though, right?
It's so late.
So
these guys were like, we found, and in the area we were in, it's pretty remote, the yeshiva I went to, and there was like one local family that had a TV that would have the Super Bowl on, and we'd all go. The Giants fans were very excited. Actually, the week before NFC Championship, I also went to watch at like 12, 1 in the clock in the morning, and both times I fell asleep and did not see the game. And then my second year in Israel, it was Steelers Cardinals. I just didn't bother. It was too late. I wasn't interested in following.
Was this during the Orthodox years?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I quickly, like 6 months later, I like deeply regretted it. I was super pumped for the next year, Super Bowl.
I don't know. I mean, do you view it different than, say, Game 7 of the NBA Finals?
Yes.
I'd much rather watch that as Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Or
same.
The World Series. I mean, hockey's not a sport. I mean,
I'm not even going to bring up hockey
because it's a fake sport. Is it the same as a game 7 of the other sports, or is it something that's even like above and beyond?
I think it's above and beyond for the reason that it's iconic in a different way. In the other sports, you have like a whole series to watch, right? So game 7 is obviously very exciting, but it doesn't happen too often. And you've seen these two teams battle it out 6 games prior.
That makes it more exciting, I think.
No, I think it makes it more exciting that the two teams coming into the Super Bowl, you have no idea what to expect. Meaning there's a certain rhythm that's been going on in the NBA Finals. You're not sure what's going to happen in Game 7, who's going to show up, but you've been watching a whole series. Whereas the Super Bowl, there's a lot of buildup to it, and then just one huge phenomena, and boom, it's over.
You asked earlier regarding halftime show. So it's funny, like when I used to watch the game, there was like, okay, like I have to go. And then as you get older, all of a sudden it's like your kids are watching with their friends. So usually like halftime was more of a time like I have to do carpools, like pick up a kid, bring them home or not. So usually the halftime show is never something I watched. Plus it's boring.
There's been a few great, like the Prince one when the Bears played the Colts. That was amazing, I thought. And actually, that Bears-Colts game, I have good memories of that, even though the Bears got destroyed, just because I loved how the opening kickoff, like before the game, all the announcers are like, do not kick it to Hester. That's the one thing the Colts need to do. Opening kickoff, they kick to Hester, and he takes it to the house. And it was like, in that moment,
that was one of the
greatest,
like
the Bears are winning the Super Bowl right now.
Well, I had almost a similar thought. I mean, I'm a huge Bears fan. But I was thinking, okay, Bears are like +6, and now like they're up 7-0. Like, there's no way I'm going to lose this bet. But I think I lost the bet. But yeah, that was one of the most exciting sports moments of my life.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I think the fact that the Bears are never in the Super Bowl makes it more enjoyable. I remember when the Bears lost that playoff game on the double doink. I remember thinking like, okay, phew. Like it's just too much.
Because it's less stressful to watch.
It's less stressful. First of all, we know it's not going to end well, right? So the Bears never being a part of it, I think benefits my experience watching the Super Bowl. There would be way too much anxiety going on. Yeah. If they were going far every year.
My kids do not handle it. Not only that, I mean, I can't even imagine if the Bears are in the Super Bowl, but I have had, children literally like watching the game, and obviously they don't have anything on, like, you know, they have no money on the game. Two, you know, random teams, and literally crying after the game. Like, I have to deal with it. And that's not even the Bears. Like,
because they
care.
Were rooting for one team.
Right. They have a lot invested.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever it was. It was over that 3 hours, they had some sort of emotional, connection with their team, and then they lose and then they cry and have to deal with that.
I have a question. As longtime Cubs fans, for you, well, you're Jordan, you're not a Cubs fan, but nope. Josh and you're a longtime Cubs fan. So you spent your whole life like the Cubs are never win anything. And then they win the World Series. But now that it's been like 7 years removed, how do you guys feel about that World Series victory?
It's funny. I mean, a little flat. I mean, I was at the game with Josh, but I remember like 5 minutes after the game was about to rain and I had to drive 3 hours.
Here we go again with the rain.
All I'm thinking about is, okay, great, we won. I was like so happy. I'm like, okay, I got to leave now because I got to drive. So that was on my head at the time, but I feel like I've been there before and, you know, I'm a little bit invested as, you know, season ticket holder, but like I just can't get into
flex.
It. Flex. Yeah.
Another flex.
With Josh. Although
I'm out.
He stepped out. But like, I have a hard time caring because they haven't been good since they won the World Series. So maybe if they get good again, like, I'm not sure if like I'll care again because, you know, I like when they do well or it's just, you know.
I feel similar. I feel like since 2016, like we got it. Like everything right. We're right. So like, unless they're good now, I just don't care because I've seen them win a championship already. And
right. So and you feel satisfied.
Exactly.
Right. I don't think it makes us like fair weather fan. Like I'm not a fair weather fan. I would never choose on a team. So right. Like, I just don't, like I've been it's 40 just,
it
years.
It just takes too much
of, like,
to like year after year after year. You saw the best team you're right. ever going to see. I mean, I still want them to win, but I'm not going to like be as invested unless they're like right. a championship contender.
Yeah, I mean, I've turned into my father because I remember like watching with my father. I'm like, oh, they're terrible. Like, what? They're so good. Like my father, like, how could you not watch every Cubs game like on WGN and like at 120 or right. whatever it is? Like, he just was like, he was always like so negative about it. And all of a sudden, I get older, my kids like, oh, you watch it? I'm like, oh, they're terrible. Like, I just like I don't care. So I think it's like an age thing where you just at some point, like, it's not you're a fair weather fan, you just don't care.
2016 was a very difficult year for me for that reason as a White Sox fan. I was living in Lakeview, and I was living on the 12th floor of a building on Lakeshore Drive, and our windows facing west, like, you could see Wrigley Field right there. It's a mile away, but when you're that high up, you couldn't see into the stadium. It was far, but you'd hear the crowd. You know, if you were watching a game on TV, like a playoff game, I would hear the crowd go crazy, and then it would be a good 10 seconds before you'd see on TV what would happen.
And you're a big White Sox fan.
I'm a big White Sox fan. So being in that environment, and it was crazy, the Cubs fandom going on in the neighborhood, being in Wrigleyville, Lakeview, whatever it was a very hard time for me. I obviously always root against the Cubs. I wish the worst to happen to them at all times. And then all of a sudden, like, I became conflicted as they were going farther. I mean, they were a likable team, right? They had these young guys, you know, a guy like Schwarber. You're always rooting for him. My maternal grandfather was a huge, huge Cubs fan. And he died young, and he was always bitter about the Cubs and saying, I've been waiting since 45 and all that. So it was like, well, he would be so happy, you know what I mean? But then I'm like, but I hate them, and does that matter? And so it was a very difficult time.
Did you watch the series?
Of course.
No,
I mean, and you
rooted for the Indians.
Yes. It would just been too hard for me.
Were you like deep down? Because sometimes like you watch something and you're going for like something like verbally, but then like you feel like your heart like pulling for like, the other team. Like, did you honestly believe, like feel like you weren't going for the Chicago
team? Good question.
I felt very confused emotionally. And
well, you're
like literally.
Well, you were married living in Lakeview. So yes. Like, I get it.
Yeah, no. It was just really difficult. So I just couldn't handle it, like what I would feel if they won.
Like when everyone around you was like that, invested. All on the same page, invested. It just it has to make a difference, like in how you personally feel.
And like everything was about the Cubs. I mean, no offense to the White Sox. Like when the White Sox were in the World Series,
nobody cared.
No, people cared, but like literally like the NBA, like the news was like the first 20 minutes of the local news, like was about the Cubs. Like there was nothing else, even yeah. like before they yeah, won the yeah, World, yeah. it was like getting well, to the World
Series. And by the way, that's part of being a Sox fan, right. why we don't like the Cubs, for because sure. the attention in the media. I mean, obviously I don't count that as a World Series victory because it's clearly an asterisk title. The MLB obviously threw out the tarp.
They created the rain?
No, I mean, first of all, the Indians, what was it? Rajai Davis hits the homer
yes.
to tie the game. The Indians have all the momentum, and then it starts to drizzle, and they're like, oh, put out the tarp.
1 second. The inning was over. It was 6-6, and then they put out the tarp.
So correct.
It wasn't like
exactly.
They didn't
and
stop
And they did play through rain before that.
Yeah, the Indians were going to win that game. They gave the Cubs a break. They wanted the Cubs to win.
I was there, low down, flex. The conditions were dangerous. They needed to put that tarp on.
Y'all would never have driven in that rain.
I think the halftime show actually of the Super Bowl actually enhances the experience because you have like a specific time slot that's a break between, you know, now you go get your food, you use the washroom, you get to enjoy a little show, and then it comes back on, right? I don't know.
But that means you're not watching it. You're using that as a break.
No. First of all, there's a good commercial break before the show comes on, right? There's like a good 5 to 10 minutes before the show comes on. And Aaron, I know you like Prince, and that's why, but the GOAT of all Super Bowl halftime shows is hands down.
Hanson?
U2.
Oh.
U2 2002.
I don't like U2.
Okay. Number one, coming off 9/11, right?
Okay.
Like the emotion, you remember that. Number one, they come out with Beautiful Day.
You do?
Yeah.
They come out with Beautiful Day, which was like a good song, right?
Where was this? I don't even remember. Who was in the Super Bowl in 2002?
It was Tom Brady's first Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh, it was Patriots, the one against Rams. The Rams.
So you're coming off a couple months after 9/11, and then the big moment was when they had the banner being unfolded with the names of all the victims of 9/11 as, you know,
I didn't watch this.
Where one. The streets
I don't
know have
if
no
I
name.
The Super Bowl.
I don't remember it.
In New York.
Yeah. Go back and watch
this.
This
was during my
halftime show. It's unbelievable.
This is my 10-year hiatus.
And then at the end, Bono opens up his jacket to reveal that the inside of his jacket is like American flag.
Wow.
That's on the so inside. Crazy.
It was
wow. Bono, very on the pulse.
I actually really enjoyed last year's Super Bowl. I just because I'm
a
child.
Was it Dr. Dre last
year?
Yeah,
it was Dre. Yeah, that was Snoop. Cool. It was like, you know, I mean, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s.
I mean,
like,
Springsteen had a good one, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, so U2 coming on was the beginning of a good run of like classic rock bands that could play a stadium. And then it's recently shifted to more recent artists, which some are good, some aren't. I mean, I thought Timberlake was great. His songs are bangers. It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah, it's good music.
Katy Perry, I thought was good.
They're all good. I mean, they usually have a couple
of years. I have no.
You never watch. You do not care at all.
I don't like when they have like the old, even though it's like the music I liked, you know, let's say from the 70s or 80s. I don't like when they have those people on. Like the Rolling Stones, were they on recently?
Paul McCartney was on one year, wasn't he?
Those are great.
That
love
seems
it.
Dumb.
Seems a little like, oh, no, I mean, let's trot out listen, this like 75-year-old. Yeah.
It's obviously contrived, right? They're playing for 10, 15 minutes maybe, so some of the newer acts work better because there's some type of huge production.
You know who never
visuals.
Did a Super Bowl? Because he wasn't good? Elvis.
First of all, we'd have to go back and look. It's very rare.
I was a little nervous with that prediction.
Well, they probably didn't have halftime shows.
I'm saying it was like
when did they start the halftime show?
They've always had some time. Like, they used to have like a circus or a small act or a couple of different things. Like, it was very, it's kind of funny looking at, if you ever go on the Wikipedia page and look at the list. And then that all changed, I think. Maybe it was Michael Jackson was in the early 90s.
I remember 90. He was like, he started like on the roof or the roof, as we say here in Chicago.
Yes.
One of the stadiums.
Yes.
I saw that at Shelm Strick's house.
And he was like, he was propelled down or something
like
that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember.
So you don't care at all, Josh. You're not entertained at all.
It's music. Aren't you a music guy?
Not that kind of music.
It's not good music. It's very hard to perform in that element.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Rihanna will be good this year, though.
I think
she's got some good
songs.
I
mean, she was good.
She was great, actually.
But why does it make a difference? Can't you just turn on Rihanna music during halftime?
Of course.
I think that's not the point. It's a spectacle.
But it's on TV.
I know. And?
You can watch Malcolm in the Middle and listen to Rihanna.
But like, Malcolm in the Middle is one of those shows that holds up after like 20 years. It's still hysterical.
Never seen it.
You're a big Bryan Cranston guy. You know, he's in the show. He's the father.
Is he?
Yes.
Sure is.
I didn't know that.
He was also in Seinfeld. You know that, right?
Show. The dentist.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Well, anyways, guys, I mean, this has been the end of the NFL season, right? Now that the Super Bowl's over, do you think it's the best sporting event of the year? Like, compared to, let's say there's no Game 7, there's no World Series Game 7, there's no NBA Game 7. how would you compare this to other things that you look forward to?
Sports related?
Yep.
Are we taking all gambling out? Because there's certain events that are enjoyable because people have invested interest.
Okay, go for it. Like what?
No, I'm just saying, like, let's say college basketball.
March Madness, I think, is great.
Right. People bet on March Madness, but like people don't bet on like, you know, baseball as much. They might bet like who wins the World Series, you know, Mattress Mac or whatever it is. But like, you know, with basketball, it's multiple games. I love the first 2 days of the tournament. Yeah,
first weekend.
That Thursday, Friday is just
what like, about to me, yeah, and the next, you know, Saturday night, Sunday also.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a great weekend. That
first weekend of March Madness, I think, takes everything.
Yeah. Sunday Masters.
I mean, I like the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals at the same time. I think that's always fun. Just want to plug that. I'll tell you what I hate, though.
I would like to argue with that point. Fine. No, but go first. You say your point.
The Olympics. It bothers me so much. Like, so that what people about it? Out of nowhere are like into ice skating, like figure skating. Like, you don't like figure skating.
Well, just
throughout
happened
the year.
With soccer. And, just happened well, with the World Cup.
Or with
well,
the World Cup.
They're
it's
about
like,
the competition.
You don't follow
not, so much,
it.
Not so much the figure skating. It's
it
about
just
will
bothers
the American
me.
Win.
Like, you don't know anything about the sport except for what you're just
well, it could
what
be
is unfolding
so, someone's
before
interested,
you right
but
now.
It's not as accessible.
The truth is, I mean, if you like
it's not on TV,
but if
all
it was
the
that
time,
interesting, it'd be it would be accessible. I think.
If you like competition and you don't care, like you don't always follow, you know what's good to watch? Mm. The Bachelorette. No, I'm serious. You have all these guys competing, it's great. People get caught, lose. It's a great competition.
My wife and I used to watch. It's been a while.
I mean, I sort of disagree with Aaron's point. I understand what you're saying is that why don't you watch it year round? But I feel like if it's highlighted and you have this build up to that specific and you're competing for your country. So it's a little bit different than like a regular game where it's just like you're competing for your team.
Right.
This is like goes above and beyond that.
So I have a theory on all these sports. If you guys have the time, Jordan,
we do. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Green light.
So this is why hockey is not a real sport. And then even a lot of these other sports, even more so are not sports. Let's say football or baseball or basketball. So every kid growing up attempts to play these sports and you only get the best of the best and high school teams. And even though the high school teams, the best go on to the college and the best of the best go on to the professional. Okay. That's your typical high school volleyball team, right? So, or these volleyball players, right? They're all very tall. So if you're tall, why don't you play basketball? Why? Cause you're not as athletic. So all the real athletes, you know, no one's like, oh, I can play volleyball or basketball. Like, you know, I'll just go play volleyball. No, they play basketball. So it's like basically anybody who couldn't make the basketball team is on the volleyball team. You know, it's almost like, you know, Ida Crown, like whoever's like on the wrestling team is just guys that couldn't make the basketball team. But anyway, not to plug.
Aaron was on the wrestling
team. That is true. I couldn't make the, I would have if I could have made the basketball team.
You were on the wrestling team?
My freshman year.
Were you good?
No. I did. I was like a
what was
backup,
your weight class?
119.
119.
Did you ever get hurt?
I had one match against some other backup and I beat him in like the third.
I
like
do remember you being undefeated.
I was undefeated. I think I was 1-0. I might have won a couple matches by default also.
Nice. So like, let's say hockey, right? So like no kids, everyone doesn't grow up playing hockey.
That's not true outside of the United States.
No, you have Minnesota and you have like some of these guys.
What
that,
about
like,
Canada? Everyone plays hockey.
Finland and Russia.
Right. But like in America, like no one, it's only certain kids, certain families that play, you know, hockey because they took their kids. But it's not like one of those sports where like, the best athletes rise to the top. It's just the best of the parents who took their kids to hockey. Those best kids are end up being hockey players, you know, but you teach like, I don't know, Saquon how to, you know, play hockey. He'd probably be the best player in the NHL.
I think there's some validity to that, especially with, it's like a guy like LeBron, he could be the greatest in probably almost any sport if he had focused on it. At some point you have to choose what you're going to focus on.
So I just feel like everyone was baseball, basketball, football. And then like, okay, whatever. Whoever.
This is one of the reasons why Bo Jackson is just such a tremendous
right. And
athlete.
I just finished his new biography.
Look.
How was it?
It was a little weird actually because it was unauthorized. Like he didn't interview Bo Jackson in it, which is weird. It's like Bo Jackson's a living person, so he
he lives
to not interview
close
him.
By.
Does he live in Chicago?
On that 30
yeah.
for 30, he lived
Chicago.
In like I don't know the west suburbs. He hunts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Aren't we in Glendale right now?
Yeah. Well, we live in Chicago.
Yes. Okay. When we return. But like,
so I
like Bob Stone,
I get it. But like, who cares? I mean, whether
so
it's the best athlete in the country or not.
So that's why I think it's not a real sport because you're not getting the best athletes.
Right.
In that
so that's the best athletes. Like, if you just said, okay, you know, for the next 10 years, the only sport in the world that you can play is hockey, then you're going to have the NHL would look much different than it is now.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't think you can say that for soccer because the U.S. is the only country where it's not a huge focal point.
US. I mean, right, but in the
so
U.S.
So in the U.S., soccer, who cares about
Tyreek
U.S.
Hill,
soccer?
If Tyreek Hill wanted to play, be a soccer player, he would be the best soccer player, like, in the world.
Just because he's fast?
Yeah, he's just an amazing athlete. Footwork and fast. I don't know. I just feel, yeah.
Do all skills translate equally to each sport?
Running. I mean, he's literally, like, faster than, like, anybody. You know, I'm just saying, like, yes, certain sports.
Michael Jordan was not the best baseball player.
He was, by the way, underrated.
He was okay.
He was improving.
Yeah,
I mean, very rapidly in the minors.
I mean, he was fine, but he wasn't like.
No, I understand.
So, but, and he was by far the greatest basketball player.
But baseball is a lot of. There's a lot of skill. You know, you guys, players like John Kruk or whatever it is, like.
Yes, why wouldn't you say the same thing by baseball? Because it's not a sport that everyone plays nowadays. It's not the. It's clearly not about being the best athlete.
It's like number three right now.
It's a very skilled sport.
Right. It's not about as being athletic, but those are. I mean, everybody goes up playing baseball, Little League. I mean, like, just not
everybody.
Yeah. Did you grow up playing Little League?
I did.
Okay. Did you grow up playing hockey?
I don't think we're representative of everybody.
Did you grow up playing hockey?
No.
Okay. Josh, did you grow up at Little League at all?
Sure did.
Any hockey for you?
Never.
Hold on, Josh. You played Little League baseball?
Absolutely.
We'll get there.
I can't imagine Josh playing baseball.
Are you kidding me?
I saw him hit a ball one time. And
Josh was great. In high school, he was a great intramural softball player.
Really?
Correct.
He's picked after me.
I know
you were like the third overall pick your junior year.
That's correct.
I believe.
Senior number
year.
Three overall.
By the way, we still haven't. Maybe 5 years ago, we made a bet about doing a race between me and you. We've never done that.
Oh, what is the distance of this race? Like a 400 meter?
Did we ever get to specifics?
I think we talked about doing a 40 meter, doing a 100 meter.
Name the time and place.
Why don't we should do? We should air it on the Instagram.
No, do a decathlon. All 10. Javelin, hammer, all the ones. We're going to get the whole list.
I would compete against Josh in any sport in the world.
Let's
do it. I'm confident I would beat him.
Not in swimming.
Not in swimming. No.
No, it has to be included. Has all sports.
Of course, swimming is a sport.
Yes. Like, if we have a short distance in swimming, I could maybe just beat him out.
You're a lot younger. I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah, I am.
Not 50 meter. We'll do 100 meter, even though I think they are like the, was it Ian Thorpe? Was he like the... The Australian swimmer?
He was.
Aren't you guys? Right. So
the Sydney Olympics.
He was like the 50, but let's say 100. You get the 100 meter. That's a fair,
we're not gonna
fair
swim.
Distance.
We're not going to swim. Anything else but swimming. And we'll air it on. What's the Instagram account? Do you guys know? Yoel, perhaps you can tell us.
So the company we hired, they run it. It's called, let me see what they called it. It's called the Hard Talk Podcast.
Wow. That's the handle.
We must have hired a very creative company. Yes.
They must have gotten you a lot of followers if hired this company.
We're getting there. So far, we've.
It's coming. It's coming.
Any feedback on any of the posts, any of the stories? I've heard maybe you or the company have been posting some polls.
Yes, we have gotten some feedback so that the company want to get a feel for, you know, with some of our listeners and our fans regarding Josh's take on certain issues being amateur hour, one of which was posted pickleball. All right, pickleball.
Ooh, sports topic. Wow.
Has been a sport that's been around for many years. We played it in Ida Crown during gym. So pickleball is not a new sport. It did not just start last year. And so all of a sudden, you know, you have like a bunch of older men who can't really play other sports. They're like, okay, let's go play pickleball. And now it comes really popular because you don't really have to be so athletic. It's like ping pong, but a little bigger. So everyone's into pickleball these days. I know Aaron is a big pickleball guy. He plays over at the Weber Center.
Correct.
How are the courts there?
Great.
Is there a good court?
They have six courts.
Or are they all the same?
They're all the same.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to be in the middle, probably, but
okay.
I enjoy the sport. I think it's great. It's true that it's easier, you know, but I mean, being athletic helps.
No, for sure. But it's like ping pong, right?
It's similar. It's like a mixture of tennis and ping pong.
Also, I want to say, when you're in your like mid-40s, it's harder to like play full court basketball.
It's like, what else am I? I want to do something athletic. Golf. I retired from softball because I started to realize I dread being in the outfield. I don't want anyone to hit me the ball. Like, why am I even playing?
That's
it's my time to go up to bat, I'm like, I don't want to bat.
Right. I remember as a kid, like I used to look forward, like, oh man, I hope I'm up this inning. Then when I get older, I'm like, oh, I hope I'm not up. I'm like, wait, why am I here?
Like, you used to want the ball hit to you. You're like, please just don't notice me out here.
I want to take that opportunity to make a comment about Yoel as a softball player because I was his captain for
many years,
7 years in a row. Yoel was a good friend, so I would always make sure to bring him in. And he's a very talented outfielder.
But that wasn't why you brought me in. I was originally on your team first, and then you kept me in. You didn't take me just because I was your friend.
No, I did.
Even in the big, but no, I was. I was.
You're
we were teammates.
You're good.
But we were teammates.
No, we were not.
Coach Katz.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, so you took the
shout out, Coach Katz. He sent in an email.
Big listener.
A topic. We'll talk about it in a future episode, Aaron, because he did want us to talk about something, but like EULA basketball and
sure.
LA restaurants, but not for now. But I inherited you when I took over Katz's team.
Yes.
And then you continued on for the next 6-7 years.
Sure. On and off.
Well, because you got hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost every year.
Hamstring.
But you don't understand. Yoel also needs attention. This is part of it, is that he would never, the same way when we schedule the podcast and he won't give an answer of whether he's available or not, even though he
infuriating.
Is.
Infuriating.
It's infuriating, right? So, and this is, it's not only me. I have other guys on the team and like, we're trying to figure out who's in for Sunday. He wouldn't respond, right? And then he would say, well, I might want to do CrossFit instead. And it's like
he posted that to the group chat. He posted that,
or it was all by email back then. Uh-huh. But then, at a certain point, like I'm not falling for this anymore. Like I know you want attention, and I'm not going to beg you to come. And it's not right what you're doing. And then he would come, and he would specifically say, "Oh, I got to stretch. I'm really sore. I just worked out and stuff." And then it was also somewhat of a hedge for him, I think, in case he performed badly. Then he wouldn't be as self-conscious because he would say, well, I worked out before and that's my excuse. Great fielder. Hitting wise, I think you were always scared of the moment.
No, I used to be a good hitter until I took golf lessons. And then it messed up my shoulders in terms of my positioning of my swing. And then I basically lost my power and then I lost my confidence. And then there was a certain game, which we're not going to even discuss. I'm sure Dove Carl is out there laughing right now. So my hitting certainly went down, but my fielding was still there. And then actually, you're nice enough to move me from right field to left field because Katz, you're like, why are you wasting him in right?
Yoel is a great left fielder. He still gets to the ball very well. Arm, I wouldn't say is your strong suit, but you hit the cutoff man.
But I used to not. I used to try and get the guy. He used to yell at me all the time.
That drives me crazy. I'd go nuts at him.
But I did have a nickname, by the way. Speaking of what you're saying, sort of to your point, when I played football in Israel, one of my teammates, Charlie Harari, so he used to call me Franchise because I just felt like I couldn't follow by everyone else's rules because I'm a head case. So much like this, I probably, you know, they would have a huddle. I wouldn't really go to the huddle. So it'd be more like this, like, okay, can everyone just say whether you're playing or not? I'm like, okay, I told the quarterback what I'm running and he knows, you know, where to find me and that's it. So
right, you probably need to be the best player on the team. And it's hard to go from being the clear best player to you're no longer the clear best.
So I have another mental advantage. I keep them on edge whether I'm showing up or not. So then when I show up, they're like, okay, good.
Yeah, so you've been doing, by the way, so that's hold on, great. You've been keeping people on edge for 25 years?
More about whether
you're going or not?
Yeah, I mean, I always have to be different.
He's a prima donna.
That is true.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. Even with the podcast.
With the podcast,
but yeah. I recognize that.
He's constantly threatening to quit or not trying to schedule
people. I don't know if I can do it.
Not listening to episodes, right. Saying it's not good.
Then like an hour before, when are we doing this?
Yes.
But were you always this way? When did you? I don't remember you necessarily being this way like in high school, but maybe it was just like there was no internet. Maybe it was like you didn't have the opportunity to be this way.
That's a good point.
I think it was. I mean, maybe when Jordan was, you know, touching upon it. When you're no longer just, you know, you make your appearance, which sets you apart, then you have to do something else to set you apart. You know, so I guess I just have to be different.
But, so the drama.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good call.
This leads into one of my questions we can do another time in terms of who here is the most high maintenance and why?
I don't think it's even a question.
Stay tuned for when we discuss that on a future episode.
Take us out.
Guys, it's been great.